This week in the Missouri Senate, we review lawmakers' thoughts about the just-completed 2022 regular legislative session.
Obviously, in a session.
The session was a clear success.
The final gavel fell for Missouri senators late on Thursday, May 12th. At the end, 17 Missouri Senate bills, one Senate joint resolution, four Senate concurrent resolutions, 43 Missouri House bills, one House joint resolution, and two House concurrent resolutions would make it to the finish line. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says it took the entire session to complete the legislature's top priority.
We know, and we had this conversation on the floor, the Senate has a couple constitutional obligations and responsibilities, and we just completed the second one of those, the conclusion of the redistricting process. It wasn't pretty. Job is over. We got it done. It goes to the governor's desk. One of the most challenging things in my 12 years in this building of getting this done.
While there are varying schools of thought as to when a congressional redistricting map should be finished, the deadline for finishing the budget is more concrete. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he believes the Missouri General Assembly's other constitutional obligation was a success.
We're going to have to look at everything in total after this and kind of take an audit of all the things that have gone through and not gone through. And I feel like we did pretty well. Quite honestly, I think a lot of it revolves around the budget. I think the budget was done very, very well this year.
Despite the Missouri Senate amending the first congressional redistricting map from the Missouri House of Representatives, it would be the second House plan that would see final success. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he expected redistricting to be a challenge.
We knew this one was going to be tough. We knew that the redistricting process created just a set of variables. We knew we were going to create some variables that just don't normally exist in the Senate. And as you well know, as anybody who's covered this place for more than a few days knows, it's easy to get tied up.
There were other successes for lawmakers this year, too. Again, Senator Rizzo.
Middle-class tax cut, record funding for education, including raising teacher pay and fully funding the foundation formula, record funding for higher education, 5.4% increase, ended the fight between public K-12 schools and public charter schools, legislation to help bring the World Cup to Kansas City with a $695 million impact.
The Missouri Senate adjourned sine die, or with no appointed date for a resumption, this past Wednesday, ahead of the standard May 30th date.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned sine die.
Heard the motion, Senator Boone. All those...
The governor now has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. This includes the 13 individual bills that comprise the budget for Missouri's next fiscal year. Fiscal year 2023 will begin on July 1st. Most new laws in Missouri will take effect on August 28th.
Any of those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.